One last time on Prep Sports Now, I'm Case Kiefer, joined as always by Ray Brewer. And before we wrap the year up and the major prep sports we cover here on the show, football and boys basketball, we have to talk about the impending state tournament. By names alone, you probably could have guessed it at the beginning of the year. Bishop Gorman and Canyon Springs in the 4A, and on the 3A, Desert Pines and Cheyenne making the trek up to Reno to try to come back with gold. I was out at the Sunset, saw Gorman win their 10th straight. Brewer saw Canyon Springs win what seems like their fourth or fifth in recent years. Seems like they have it locked down as well.
Four and six years.
So impressive. So seems like we have some dynasties brewing.
We do, and the one thing with that is, did we have Canyon at the beginning of the tournament?
Probably not, but I think if you look back at the beginning of the year and say Gorman and Canyon are going to win, no, we wouldn't have said you're crazy.
Yeah, I just think with Canyon is, it's a bunch of kids who we weren't familiar with. We knew Lagarde going into the year, and he's, you know, been productive as advertised, or even better as advertised, right? Mm-hmm. And the rest of the kids were just people that we weren't too familiar with. Part of that, I'm convinced, is, you know, Freddie Banks kind of, you know, not showing his hand. He's done a real good job of that. And, you know, other is just it's how Canyon is. You know, they're always going to have some guys that could run, who play hard, who are gritty, and super impressed with what they did.
Yeah, that's a good point. We kind of laugh at Freddie a lot. He's a great guy, but we always think it's kind of funny. And he's like, I'm not telling you what I have. You got to show up to the games to see. I'm not showing that kid. No one needs to know about him. That's kind of his refrain before the seasons. Maybe there actually is some merit to that. You never know how good they're going to be because they have one or two kids you don't know about at the beginning of the year that turn out to be big time. Who were some of those guys this year to go with Lagarde?
So there's Alexander Spate, who's a sophomore guard as well, super quick, undersized, get to the lane a lot, has a layup thing where his arm goes up a little higher so it doesn't get blocked. Super impressed. Christopher Ward, a junior on the inside, plays really hard, plays emotional. Kavion Alexander played great defense. The thing that really impressed me with Canyon is they hustled for every ball. They were determined. And their tallest guy, as it is in many years, 6'4". Right? And so you talk about the state tournament, CK, and the potential of Gorman meeting Canyon, right?
Yep, they play Bishop Minogue for Canyon and Spanish Springs for Gorman. They'll have to beat both of them to get there.
Yeah, and can Canyon, the last team to win a state championship not named Gorman, be competitive, right? And I look at that that determination. Okay, we know Gorman's got a player on the inside, Isaiah Cottrell, who's not only big but skilled, right?
Yeah, it's hard to get anything easy inside on Gorman, that's for sure.
Yeah, and I think just Canyon, how gritty they are and how they fight, I think they could stay in the game for a little bit. And you've seen it in high school basketball, right? Faith Lutheran Clark, right? It was a pretty good game until the last two or three minutes when Clark pulled away, right? I think in high school basketball, if you don't put a team away early in the first quarter, you're going to go into the fourth quarter in a game that anybody could win.
Yeah, certainly possible. I think Canyon Springs has a shot at Gorman. The thing about Gorman, too, is, and this is taking nothing away, I think they've had a remarkable season. I mean, they're a team that's actually a little bit of a surprise, too, if you go back to the beginning of the year, if you want to make it that way, because we all had Clark, and Gorman had a lot of new pieces. I mean, clearly they have the most talent. They have a lot of great kids, but this still isn't like the Gorman team of the past few years. It is just absolutely loaded with, you know, guys, you know, eight deep that are going to play big-time college basketball. I think they've, you know, probably even overachieved a little bit. They do have some places where you can take advantage. So I don't know. I don't count Canyon Springs out on this. That being said, Gorman has played exceptionally well. I know it's a group that the coaching staff has really had a great time working with. They've got better as the season's gone on. But
And they're young, too. I mean,
that's the other thing, young, yeah.
Yeah, Tate's was unstoppable against Clark. In two of the four games, if he doesn't show up, they probably lose those games. If Tate wasn't on the floor, Clark might have won on Saturday night. He goes for, what, 28, 29 points. I like how you use the word unofficial.
Well, here's the thing is I thought for sure he had 27 because there was 1-3 that I thought he – I could have sworn at the beginning of the game he was the one that hit it, but it got announced as the Chance Michaels or Mickles kid, and Gorman had it as him. So I just had to admit defeat that I was wrong, but I really thought it was Tate's. I think they both were numbers in the 20, kind of similar sizes, so it was easy to see. So he had 27 points, but, yeah, you're right. He was unconscious. That's the thing, though, is why I think – maybe if you're Canyon, you could have a little bit of a chance. Like Gorman ran over the Sunset. Even though the Clark game, they never pulled away and blew him out. It never felt like they were going to lose. But both those games, Desert Oasis and Clark, they just shot just unbelievably. Like you're not going to shoot, you're not going to hit seven of your first nine threes every game. I think against DO, they hit more than 50% of their threes. Against Clark, they barely missed from three. Like, there's a lot of volatility to that. They're going to have a bad shooting night.
Yeah, maybe they were up, what, on the right 60-something to...
60-12 at halftime against DO. So, I mean, as good as they are, and they are a really good shooting team, I don't think you can count on them falling quite at the rate they did in the Sunset Regional.
And it could very well be 60-12 in the state tournament. Spanish Springs, don't know much about them, but I was looking at their schedule, and it looks like they've gone out of their way to play in some events outside of Reno, which in the day and age we're in high school sports, regardless of the sport, you just can't play in your region. You've got to go challenge folks outside. So they've played in some big-time events. They were 15-1 in league. They beat Bishop Minogue by 14 in the Northern Region Championship game. So I think the one thing with Gorman after it's a scare against Clark in last year's tournament is that they're going to be ready to go. Can they make the shots? Who knows? But, you know, if push comes to shove, you know, Spanish Springs has got one player, 6'7", and Gorman, of course, has Cottrell.
Yeah, and the flip side to that, I think that we've maybe even glossed over just because they didn't need him to have huge games, is I think Jamal Bay is still going to be the best player on the floor at any time in the state tournament. I mean, they blew out DO so bad that he sat early in that game, and then he had some just dominating moments against Clark, but really let Tate's do the heavy lifting most of the time. But I still think he went 5 for 6 from the floor, and it seems like if Gorman's ever in a close game and they really need something, you're going to want Jamal Bay more than anyone else that could possibly be in that state tournament.
Yeah, and another thing that stands out is, you know, Gorman's coaching staff. A lot of those guys have been there since Grant got there, whatever, years ago. And, you know, they'll have the kids ready to play in the state tournament. But you go back to the way the state is divided, right? So even though we're in Las Vegas, it's Sunrise and Sunset in Northern Region, and Gorman hasn't seen Canyon this year, right? Sure, they played Coronado. They played Clark. They didn't play Canyon. Canyon didn't schedule them. It goes back to Freddie, right? He's smart about who sees who. And that's the thing that I've really learned about Canyon this week and being around them for the tournament is that, to a man, everybody on that team – thinks that they're going to win state, right? And I know a lot of schools, the goal before the year is to win state or make the state tournament or go to Reno. But I think for some people, they may just say it. And I think Freddie actually has those kids thinking that they're going to win and they're confident. And because of that, I don't think he was going to show what he had to Gorman so they could prepare for it.
Yeah, I still think, though, speaking of that Gorman coaching staff and how prepared and good they are, I think they're going to they have their ways to know what's going on with Canyon. I'm sure they've scouted him a little bit, but I know that time on the court is valuable. You make a valid point, but I think Gorman will be ready for that game should it come. Seems like Canyon Springs caught a break a little bit, too. As you said, Spanish Springs beat Minogue by 14 points. So I think if you're Canyon, you'd probably rather play, you'd rather play the runner-up than the champion, right?
Yeah, and I think – I can't remember what I was going to say, Case. but
at a loss for words.
At a loss for words, first right. time.
Well, yeah. So we'll be paying attention to that. Can't wait to see what happens. Quickly on the 3A.
So DP going for its, is it
fourth?
No,
third.
Second in a row, right?
Only second. Okay.
Or is it third?
Oh yeah, because Clark last year was their first year up. Second in a row.
Yeah, second in a row. DP, you know, started the season slow. They've obviously picked it up. They're the favorites to win. Cheyenne, I think a lot of people have DP Cheyenne meeting for the finals. I'd say don't look past Elko. Elko is a team that travels extremely well to the state tournament. And they are going to be a tough out. In fact, I picked Elko to beat Cheyenne.
And that's the only game we disagreed on. I took Cheyenne. I think we're going to get, what is that, a fourth, third or fourth matchup between Cheyenne and, I think fourth, between Cheyenne and Desert Pines. I kind of just gave it away. We agreed on all the on the three other games. We have DP winning. I think they'd probably be pretty big favorite. And then we both are going for the all-local final, Gorman Canyon Springs, on Friday in Reno. It would be a sight to see. We always want to – it seems like every year we want to see Gorman play Canyon Springs, but it's only worked out that way a couple times, right?
Yeah, and, you know, of course, we go back to the year Canyon 111. That was the year Gorman was upset by Bishop McNogue.
Yeah, so these are the last last nine state champions or something like that, because Gorman, the only one they didn't win, Canyon won. So it'd be pretty cool to see them play in the finals. Ray Brewer will be up there, so give him a follow on Twitter to follow along with all the action. Any parting shots on the last Prep Sports Now for a few months?
Shout out to Centennial Girls for that big dub.
Oh, yeah, Centennial Girls, big win. A lot of people are picking Spring Valley, said that this is where Centennial could trip up, but Centennial, I think, won 75-45. So they're the favorites on the girls' side. For Ray, I'm Case. Thanks for listening, as always, to Prep Sports Now.